Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Friday, January 21st. And as you turn up this podcast on an early Friday morning, you have to wonder, is Frank Vogel still going to be employed by the end of the weekend with the LA Lakers? That's the big question right now in the NBA. Lakers head on the beginnings of what looks like a brutal six-game road trip at Orlando tonight, then Sunday in Miami against the soaring Heat, who are getting healthy and looking good. Then they travel to the Nets, no Kevin Durant. Then it's down to Philly, where Joel Embiid is, let's just say, playing well. And then it's Charlotte and LaMelo Ball, Atlanta and Trae Young, and they return home on February 2nd. Listen, I was obviously very, very clear on this on social media after that loss to Indiana where they choked late Wednesday night. You can't fire Frank Vogel. It makes no sense right now. Anthony Davis has been hurt for over a month. Vogel is not the guy who brought in Russell Westbrook. So what are we doing here? Lakers are struggling. They're a game under 500. What do you think they would be without Anthony Davis? Take away the second best player from any team. How are they? I mean, look at the Sixers. Until a recent hot streak, the Sixers are a 500 team without Ben Simmons. He hasn't played at all for them. And by the way, the Lakers, I believe, returned three or four of their, like, 10 rotational guys from last year. They upheavaled the entire roster. And oh, by the way, LeBron and AD are the ones who brought in Westbrook. That is a fact. That's, I mean, you could, the stories have been written about the meeting that they had. And I don't know, you know, it's funny. Rob Pelinka is catching no heat for this. I mean, let's be realistic. LeBron made this happen. Can LeBron fix it? Well, the problem is, as everybody's tried to unearth, can you, in any way, shape, or form, trade Westbrook for anything? And the answer is one guy, John Wall, who hasn't played yet for the Rockets. But is Houston taking back Russell Westbrook? At this point, you got to attach something to Russ. It's a mess. Ultimately, they're going to have to figure out something, and it's going to mostly involve Russell Westbrook running the second unit. He can still play 20, 25, 30 minutes a night. That's fine. Maybe even more when LeBron's out. But running with the first unit does not make sense. It just doesn't. He doesn't play defense. He's not a team player. He wants his volume shots. I think if he's going to try to get his numbers, do it against backups around the league, because that's what Russell Westbrook is right now. And Vogel benching him down the stretch against Indiana, even though they lost, was the right move. I'm sure Westbrook was pissed off, but that's reality, Russ. Welcome to your mid-30s. And just to put a cap on this before we get to the NFL, it's funny. This is pretty much the same Westbrook that Kevin Durant left in OKC. Yeah, maybe he was a little bit of a better scorer, but it's not like he was a much better shooter. He was still a high-volume guy, where I've got to have the basketball in my hands. I don't play any defense except try to make steals by reading the passing lanes. I don't set screens. Like, this is not that different of a guy. And you remember the upheaval when Kevin Durant left? It was like, how could he do that to Russ? Like, NBA fans, they're so silly.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to
be my name. That's my
game.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, let's get to the NFL. Actually, a couple quick shout-outs. First of all, great week of guests. Rob G making some of these guys happen. You guys like Matt Mosley a lot, the Cowboys Doomsday podcast guy. You like Mike Jones of USA Today Sports. Obviously, David Baker is now a Straight Fire favorite. Good guy, pumping up the podcast. He's really sharp. If you listen to the Baker pod, I'm sure you guys are wondering where you're going to do the DraftKings, our new, which is rolling out ads the last 2 weeks on the pod. I hope you guys are taking advantage of that free money. Yes, free. It's actually free money if you're in one of those three states. I do wonder how many of you are just going to put that bet. If you listen to the ad, you get like a free bet with actual real money that you can win. Literally, they're giving you money to bet. How many of you are going to put on Brady? How many on Rodgers? I know Baker makes a compelling case, and I'll give out the bets I've already made in a minute at the end. But I just, going against Matt Stafford here is going to be very popular, and I people could get their lunch eaten. I know nobody wants to back Stafford here. I don't know anybody else who's really on them. We'll see. But first, hey, remember I promised you guys I had a fun story from over the weekend out here in California. And again, I don't like to bring in politics at all, but I thought this warranted a mention, and I did run it by the wife to make sure I could tell this story. So, you know, we go out to dinner last weekend in Orange County, and it was kind of like a last-minute thing. Where are we going to go? And I asked the kids, like, oh, what kind of food do you want? And of course, they're like, pasta. You know, kids love pasta. So, you know, Jason the Simpleton just goes on the map app on the phone, and I type in like Italian restaurant, and I get like a close one, and I make sure it has good. This restaurant had like four and a half stars, one of that. And I was like, all right, boom, call them. I was like, do you guys have outdoor seating? That's obviously our top priority. The middle of COVID, yes, again, we're sitting outside. Yes, we got outdoor seating. Great. So, you know, we go over to the restaurant, and you turn the corner, and as you're pulling up, there's this massive American flag. I mean, you know, you couldn't miss it. It's not like a standard American flag that people have at their house. You know, it's probably like four or five times the size of that. And instantly you see it and you're like, oh, geez. It's one of those places. Okay. All right. Let's try to be positive. You know, it's a weekend night out. Let's keep a positive. So, you know, we see the outdoor seating, which is fine. There's only like one table taken and there's still like four or five others. And they have the heat lamps. They're like, all right, hey, you know, American flag aside, I know that can be like a symbol now that is kind of a misguided symbol, but I'm not going to go down that road. At any rate, so we roll up and I got the mask in hand. Kids have the masks. And, you know, this is what you do when you go to restaurants. You wear the mask and then you get to your table and take it off. And you walk into hotels, you're wearing the mask, all this stuff. It's pretty normal. We've been doing it for almost 2 years. And we walk up the stairs and the hostess or the manager, whatever this guy is, rolls up and I go, you guys, these outdoor tables aren't taken for reservations. And it's like, oh yeah, they're totally available. But you know what we don't do here? We don't do masks. And between the American flag and this like first sentence out of his mouth, we don't do masks. You can go ahead and get rid of them. It's like, oh geez. And so, you know, we're like, oh, he's like, yeah, no masks here. We do not need the mask. It's all good, or whatever his saying is. And then my wife, who is, you know, very smart and funny, goes, I thought you guys were all about freedom. And the guy is kind of taken aback. I guess he's used to people just falling in line, and says something along the lines of, yeah, our kind of freedom. And our version of freedom. Our version of freedom. And at that point, I kind of stopped. I was like, okay. Okay. And, you know, then he hands the menus to us as we're sitting down. He turns to go inside. And he says to me, kind of on the side, yeah, oh, my, the owner would kill me if he came and saw anybody wearing masks. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness. And then he, for whatever reason, says, like, thanks, sweetie, as we're taking off the masks, and then walks inside. And my wife's like, we're not eating here. And we just kind of got up. it was one of those weird moments where it's like, wait, in 2 years, nobody's told us you cannot wear masks, even walk into your table. And it was like, just one of those weird moments. So I waited behind, wife and the kids go to the car, and I tell the guy, yep, we're going to take off. He's like, okay, I understand. And I just, we left. And it was just one of those moments where you're like, man, you know, this is where we are. This signaling, like the basically putting up the American flag as a, hey, there's a no mask zone. And to say like you can't wear masks is really idiotic. I took a peek in the place, and you know how a lot of tables are kind of spaced out, so you're not right up on top of each other when you're talking. This place did not have that. And I was just like, oof, you know, this is just a COVID den. It did not look like a place you'd want to just be eating wall to wall packed in like sardines. Now, 2018, who cares? But now with this stuff spreading so bad, like nobody wants that. Nobody needs that. And it was just one of those weird, almost sad moments, you know? It just felt a little depressing. Like we've gone up to restaurants and I get it. Like the hostess not wearing a mask, the waiters, waitresses not masked. That's fine. I get it. But to tell people you can't wear the mask, that's a little troubling, you know? And I'm one of those weirdos who's always wondering like, damn, are these people screwing with my food? You know, I know a lot of people don't. So I'll never forget when I was in college, you know, we were kind of broke college kids and we order food and we wouldn't really tip the pizza guys much. And eventually one of our roommates was like, why aren't you guys tipping? You know, they're going to, if you keep ordering from there and you don't tip, they're going to mess with your food. And I had never really thought about that because growing up, you know, my mom basically cooked like 6 days a week. So we didn't order out a lot. And it was one of those things where, damn, I get that. And then you go to these restaurants, and if the people are real strange like that at the door and just getting all up in your business with, like, take off your mask, like, I don't know. We didn't feel comfortable. So we went elsewhere and actually found a great spot that was delicious. But enough of COVID 2022 stories. Let's get to the NFL weekend. The lines are pretty much locked in. First game up is Bengals-Tennessee. I told you guys earlier this week, I bet Tennessee -3. It's up to 3.5. I doubt we'll see a 4. I had a guy on Instagram on the DMs try to convince me about the over, over 47. I don't know. I don't know what to expect from Tennessee. Like there's two games I don't know what to expect. And Tennessee-Cincinnati is one of them. Like Cincinnati just won at home, like barely. Joe Burrow, first road playoff game. Bengals, you know, don't have much outside of Burrow and Chase. Mixon's okay, but this is a good Tennessee front. Tennessee is, I think they have 8 wins against teams that made the playoffs. I'm pretty sure that's the highest in the league. Or maybe it's 8 wins over teams that are over 500. But either way, the Tennessee Titans have done like real good damage this year. And I know they play down to their competition a lot, so I can't take the Bengals here. I can't take Tennessee at 3.5. Because they've won 6 games, Tennessee has, by a field goal or less. So, like, are they going to play their best and Vrabel's going to coach them up against Buffalo and KC? Oh, of course. And then what happens against, like, the Jets? And I know they're down some guys, and they also look pretty rotten against the Texans. And I know, again, down A.J. Brown, and it's just tough to handicap this team. They seem fully healthy. So I guess I would say if you can't find a 3, maybe, you know, good luck if you want to take 3.5, but I took the 3 out and I would, you know, consider them in a teaser. Teasing through 0 doesn't do a lot. I don't see Cincinnati winning this game. I don't see them going from dregs of the league to AFC championship in a year. You know, this is not really relevant to the game, but the franchise, Cincinnati's never won a road playoff game in the history of the franchise. Just to put that in perspective, Mark Sanchez won 4 in 2 years with the Jets. Like, that to me is crazy. It's just insane that the Bengals have never won a road playoff game. Anyways, I think the Tennessee Titans win. I can't give them they're going to blow them out. It could happen, but I do. Tennessee doesn't really, yes, they blew out KC 27-3, but they don't always crush bad teams. Even look at that late season game. I know no Derrick Henry, but they're leading the Texans like 28-3, and they kind of fall asleep and take their foot off the gas, and would they do that here? I don't remember. They laid an egg last year at home in the playoffs against Lamar Jackson. Took an early 10-0 lead and then had, like, I think, like 80 yards of offense the rest of the game and lost. And, you know, we are talking about Ryan Tannehill here. So, buyer beware. The Saturday night game, I kind of love 49ers, Packers. The good news is it sounds like Garoppolo is going to play. He was limited in practice Tuesday. Full practice Wednesday and Thursday. The shoulder, the hand. The real concern now is, how does a guy who's never played in a game where it's colder than 32 degrees go in injured to Lambeau? And it's supposed to be like 7 degrees or 3 degrees at kickoff. Some insanely low number at Lambeau Field. Never played in a game below 32 degrees. And now he's going to play in freezing temperatures while injured? I don't know. Otherwise, I like the Niners. What the Niners can do here with Debo and Kittle over the middle, and their front four should get pressure on Rodgers. I don't like the matchups against Davante Adams. But the overriding sense here is, if you look at the season-long numbers, the 49ers are the better team. I know that nobody could credibly argue that they're better, but over the course of the entire season, net yards per play, DVOA defense, DVOA overall, special teams, like, the Niners are better. The Packers have not destroyed teams. I mean, look at that game against the Browns. Baker throws 4 interceptions, and it's still Cleveland down 2, driving for maybe the game-winning field goal. I think, how does that happen? You know, LaFleur gets all this credit. Oh, he's such a great coach. He's got Aaron Rodgers. You know, LaFleur, late game playoffs, we'll see. I mean, he did get choked out badly by Shanahan 2 years ago in the NFC title game, where they threw the ball, I think, famously 8 times with Garoppolo. And then Garoppolo beat them another time in the regular season. And then they lost by 2 the late Rodgers drive this year. 6 is a lot. You know, if you know, Garoppolo somehow doesn't play, obviously they're a huge edge for the Niners, but I'm sorry, for the Packers, because Trey Lance will have no chance, as we talked about earlier this week. But feels like if you want to tease any team this weekend, Green Bay's got to be involved. If you think they just win at home, should be noted, Aaron Rodgers has never beaten the Niners in the playoffs. And Aaron Rodgers has had his issues in the postseason, especially in the NFC Championship game. And I know it's weird stuff happens. The onside kick in Seattle. There was a bad New York Giants loss where they were, I think, 15-1. And, you know, is there some rust coming off the bye week? Niners' third straight road game. Remember, they had to go to the Rams, win that just to get in. And then go to Dallas, survive. And now they go to Green Bay. Like, it's a lot. It's a real tough game. I would just say, you know, if you're looking for two teams to tease, I think the Saturday ones are probably safest. Tennessee and Green Bay, I think, win those games. I'd like to see the Niners for some futures bets that I made when I went to Vegas to sign up for the contest. I have Niners to win the Super Bowl. Would be awesome for me. Would be excellent.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name, bro.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Another team would be excellent is the Rams. And if you just say it out loud, Matt Stafford takes down Tom Brady in Tampa to reach the NFC Championship game. It's tough to like say that and speak it into existence because nobody thinks that. Matt Stafford won his first playoff game. Tom Brady has 9-0 in his last nine divisional round games. 9-0. His last loss, by the way, because I need another Jets reference, was to Mark Sanchez and the Jets 28-21. I remember that game like it was yesterday. Sean Green, around the end, I think it was on 3rd and 1, 20-yard touchdown run, and then lays down in the end zone and does like he's laying down poolside. It was like, it was just epic. I remember, I think that was 2010. Yeah, so my wife was pregnant, and I remember watching it in Pennsylvania. We had the fireplace lit. I had a buddy over, and I was just absolutely freaking out. It was just awesome. I mean, again, we're the Jets. We don't really, we don't have a lot of playoff success. And that win was everything. That was probably one of my, I don't know, 10 favorite sports wins ever, beating Brady in Foxborough. And it was Mark Sanchez doing the job too. But again, and I wrote about this for foxsports.com. Baker and I went at this over and over. This is just, I don't think this is as good of a Tampa team. Clearly not as good as they were last year in the playoffs. Clearly not as good as they were in like October when they had Antonio Brown and Godwin and Fournette was healthy. And this Wirfs injury is significant. And then you just look at the, I know people want to say, oh, they just murdered Philly. Just, it doesn't even matter. Like Philadelphia was not good. I can't believe I even thought they had a chance money line. But look at the opposing defenses Tampa's faced. 31st in the league, according to Football Outsiders. The last time they faced a top 10 defense was the Saints. It was 9-0. The Saints, what do? They put Lattimore on Evans, they get pressure up the middle, and they try to make sure that Gronk is not killing them. What can the Rams do? Well, they got Aaron Donald up the middle. They got Floyd and now Von Miller. Von Miller was not in the earlier game, by the way. Neither was Odell Beckham. And then you put Ramsey on Evans. And I can, there's a scenario for me where this game goes under. And the Rams kind of just are able to pull away. I mean, I'll never forget this one either. Thanksgiving 2020, we were on a little, we went to the desert out here with some friends Thanksgiving weekend. And, you know, we're watching the game, and like an idiot, I had Tampa. And I mean, it was just Jared Goff, Cooper Kupp, and Robert Woods just eating. I think Goff threw for like 380 yards or 400 yards, and Cooper Kupp got whatever he wanted. And guess what? The secondary from Tampa is not any better than it was last year. It's just not. And you saw Stafford carve him up earlier this year. I mean, Dean and spacing on the other guy, Carlton David, they're just not that good. And the reason is because they're hung out on islands because the front four can't get pressure. JPP, go look at his numbers this year. Terrible. So what do they have to do? They have to blitz. And now I will take Cooper Kupp against any of those Tampa defensive backs. Last week, they looked great against Philly because guess what? What are you worried about? Hurts ain't making the play. He's got happy feet in the pocket. He was rushing everything. I mean, they even slowed it down. I think it was Dan Orlovsky pulled the clip and put it on about how he had Quez Watkins wide open early in the game, deep, no safety. And Hurts just didn't want to make the throw, pulled it down and ate a sack. Stafford ain't doing that. Again, I know people like to clown on Stafford. That's fine. I mean, you never want to say a game can define a guy's career. But for a dude who has one playoff win, it was last week. Played in Detroit. Everybody hailed him. Oh, he's the number one pick. He's got a great arm. This is the game. Go into Tampa, beat the defending champs, send Brady home, and nobody can say anything about Matt Stafford anymore. You never want to overreact to one game, but this could be the game for Stafford. I like the Rams. Have them on the money line. This will be a big swing game for my NFL season. And then wrapping it up Sunday night, a great one. Oh, by the way, Rams, Bucks. Remember how I started that girls basketball league with another dad? Of course, one of our games is during Rams Bucks. So my assistant coach, who is a massive 49ers fan, maybe I can get him to coach. Hopefully the 49ers show well, maybe even win Saturday night. He's in a giddy mood, and he can just handle everything while I'm watching the game on the sideline because I'm really all in on the Rams. And everybody has a buck, so it's kind of good feeling like, hey, it's me against the world. Anyways, Buffalo and KC in the final game. A lot of people on Buffalo drove this down. I thought getting two for Kansas City was great. I thought it would head up, but it seems like everybody's on Buffalo. Pros, casuals, everybody who's betting this game likes the Bills. No surprise, right? Score 47 on Belichick. Don't punt. Perfect game. Already beat KC once. You know, maybe this is it. Maybe Buffalo rolls in here, wins, and then they'll go to Tennessee in the AFC Championship, and I think they'd definitely be favored by, I don't know, 3.5 maybe. Over the Titans. The only problem is, as we talked about with Baker yesterday, the Tre'Davious White injury will loom massive, just enormous for the Bills. I know the safeties are good and the linebacker Milano is great. If they're also great, why did Travis Kelce kill this team in the playoffs last year? I think he had like 12 catches on like 16 targets for like a 120 touchdown. Like, you've got all the players that you want. You're built to handle the Chiefs. And now Tre'Davious White goes down and you got a seventh rounder on the outside. I mean, I'm waiting for the prop numbers to show up for Mecole Hardman and Pringle. One of those guys is going to go off. That's for sure. Maybe Tyreek Hill does too. Feels like a shootout. I know some people are on the under. I think that's super risky, but there is the case of familiarity. They played last January. They played in a monsoon in October. If memory serves, that October game had like some kind of power outage or lightning stoppage. It was crazy. And I think there was like a sense like it's going to slow down Buffalo's momentum because they're killing Kansas City. But, and now there's the third matchup basically in 12 months. You don't get that often. So there is a case for the under there, right? They know each other so well. The defenses at this point know what Allen and Mahomes want to do. I just don't think Buffalo can get stops. And then on the other side, it's like, well, KC's not great, but Chris Jones didn't play in the earlier meeting. He's their best defensive player. I think it was Ingram's first game. They were still playing, and I wrote about this for Fox. They were still playing Sorensen, the safety, like heavy snaps. And I went into the Pro Football Focus numbers, and this is crazy. Sorensen lined up in the slot 14 times. So if you go then look at where Josh Allen targeted, he basically came to the line of scrimmage, looked for 49, found him isolated against Diggs, Sanders, or Dawson Knox, and said, I'm going at you. You know how, like, pick up basketball, you go to the courts, you find out pretty early, like, who's the weak link on defense, you call for the screen and get that ISO against that weak guy, take him to the hoop, there has to be help, then you kick it to the open guy for shots. Or if they don't help, your star scores. Well, the Bills went at Sorensen. He gave up the most yards he's given up all season, 114. I mean, if you look at the YouTube video of that game, Sorensen got so lit up. You felt bad for the guy. Like, he's just trailing on every play. I think Honey Badger was, like, arms extended. Like, bro, what are you doing? Multiple times in the game. It was bad for Sorensen, you know? And since then, I don't know if you want to say benched, but he's been reduced to, like, a largely reserve role. And look at his numbers. Again, this is deep in the Pro Football Focus weeds, but this is what you got to do to win a gambling. And you look at Sorensen's numbers, they almost don't line him up in the slot. It's like 5 snaps a game, 6 snaps, 7 maybe. For that game, it was 14. If you look, it has never been close to that. It might have been 12 one week when someone was hurt, but in games that mattered, like, and the defense got better. It also helped to get Jones, and Frank Clark is playing better. We're judging Kansas City too much on those early season struggles, and I think they're the side here. So I'm on the Chiefs. I need the Chiefs. I want the Rams more than anything. And you know, if you're looking for a teaser, I think Tennessee and Green Bay make sense. I don't have any totals, nothing first half, but we also do this show, Fox Bet Live. We're doing one tomorrow before the games, and then Sunday as well. And I gave out 3 props Sunday before the games, and they went 3-0. Kind of obscure props, but again, you got to wait till like 2 days before to see the real numbers. I mean, yes, some open in Vegas. I'm not living in Vegas. I can't bet those. So what they do is the lines then settle, and every other shop will post the settled lines after they've been hit. So you're not getting the best number, but the best number available to you, you know? So we'll post those probably on IG stories, where I know you guys love tales of hashtag dad life. All right, it's been a great week, and hopefully a great weekend of NFL. I hope Frank Vogel doesn't get fired. He might. Lakers have 2 primetime games next week, nationally televised games against Brooklyn and Philly, not back-to-back, Tuesday and Thursday. It'll be a big week. And then February 3rd, they come back. They have a big game against the Clippers. Then they have the Knicks at home February 5th. By then, February, we're at Super Bowl, we're Valentine's. It's like, man, this year's already just cruising by. Everybody have a safe weekend. Talk to you Monday.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's 2 kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.